Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe, or at least on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
The year was 2011, and Sean Diddy Combs was riding high on the wave of a career that had made him one of the most powerful figures in the music industry. But behind the hits, the fame, and the larger-than-life persona, a far darker narrative was taking shape. One that would not come to full light until years later, when allegations against him began to snowball. In a court filing last week, prosecutors in New York dropped a bombshell. Combs, they allege, had orchestrated the firebombing of a car in late 2011, a crime that eerily mirrors a disturbing claim made by his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, in a lawsuit filed in November 2023. In that lawsuit, Ventura accused Combs of setting fire to a car owned by rapper Kid Cudi in a fit of rage after discovering their brief romantic relationship. It's a story that would be hard to believe if not for the growing mountain of allegations against the music mogul. But as the details of the court filings and Ventura's lawsuit come to light, a chilling picture begins to emerge, one that shows a man whose wealth and power allegedly fueled a deep sense of control, vengeance, and the ability to lash out in violent ways when his ego was bruised. The story begins in December 2011. According to prosecutors, Combs, along with a co-conspirator, orchestrated a break-in at the residence of an unnamed individual, referred to only as Individual 1, in the memo filed with New York Judge Robin F. Tarnofsky. The details of the break-in are still vague, but what followed about 2 weeks later was far more alarming: the targeted destruction of a car belonging to this unnamed individual. Prosecutors allege that Combs's co-conspirators slashed the convertible top of the vehicle before dropping a Molotov cocktail inside. In an instant, the car was engulfed in flames. Police and fire department officials quickly determined that the fire was intentionally set, and in the months and years that followed, multiple witnesses reportedly came forward to say that Combs had bragged about the incident, boasting about his role in orchestrating the fiery act of destruction. But it wasn't until more than a decade later, in November 2023, that the firebombing incident would take on a new level of significance, when Ventura, Combs' ex-girlfriend, filed her explosive lawsuit against the music mogul. In the lawsuit, Ventura described a relationship defined by abuse, coercion, and violence, one that eventually pushed her to seek refuge with rapper Kid Cudi, whose real name is Scott Mascuti. According to Ventura's lawsuit, the firebombing of Cudi's car was not a random act of destruction. It was the culmination of Combs's growing rage after discovering Ventura's brief relationship with Cudi during a particularly rough patch in their relationship in 2011. Ventura alleged that Combs had found out about the relationship in the midst of what she described as a freak-off, a coerced, elaborate sex performance involving other men, which prosecutors later described in court documents as part of a disturbing pattern of behavior by Combs. The discovery of her relationship with Cudi allegedly sent Combs into a violent rage. Ventura's lawsuit recounts a terrifying confrontation in which Combs lunged at her with a corkscrew, furious over the emails he had found on her phone. Ventura managed to escape his immediate wrath, fleeing to Cudi's home for safety. But her sense of security was short-lived. In the weeks that followed, Combs's anger only intensified. Ventura claimed that during Paris Fashion Week in February 2012, Combs told her that he was going to blow up Kid Cudi's car. At first, it sounded like the kind of wild, reckless threat that someone might make in a fit of jealousy. But a few weeks later, according to Ventura, Cudi's car did in fact explode in his driveway. For Ventura, the explosion was a moment of chilling realization, proof that Combs was not just making threats, but that he had both the means and the willingness to carry them out. She described the incident in her lawsuit as a moment of deep terror, one that made her fully comprehend just how dangerous Combs could be when he felt slighted. Representatives for Kid Cudi later confirmed Ventura's account of the car explosion to the New York Times, stating simply, "This is all true." The confirmation added yet another layer of credibility to Ventura's already shocking allegations and tied the firebombing incident prosecutors had described in their filings to Combs' tumultuous personal life. But Ventura's lawsuit was far from the only bombshell allegation to surface in the months following her November 2023 filing. As more details emerged about Combs' alleged behavior, it became clear that the man behind the music empire had been accused of far more than just violent outbursts of jealousy. In her lawsuit, Ventura detailed years of abuse, physical, emotional, and sexual, during her relationship with Combs. She described the coercive tactics he allegedly used to force her into compromising and dehumanizing situations, including the so-called freak-offs, where Combs would demand she participate in staged sexual performances with other men. Ventura alleged that these performances were not consensual, but were instead acts of coercion, part of a larger pattern of control that defined her relationship with Combs. The lawsuit also described numerous instances of physical violence. In one of the most harrowing accounts, Ventura said that after Combs discovered her relationship with Kid Cudi, he beat her, kicking her in the back as she tried to flee his home. The abuse was so severe that she eventually sought refuge at her parents' house in Connecticut, where her mother took photos of the bruises that covered her body, photos that would later become part of her legal case against Combs. For Ventura, the decision to file her lawsuit in November 2023 was not an easy one. By that time, she had spent years trying to put distance between herself and the trauma of her relationship with Combs. But the lingering fear, the nightmares, and the deep emotional scars left her feeling trapped, still living in the shadow of the man she had once loved, but who had, according to her allegations, terrorized her for years. And she was not alone. In the wake of Ventura's lawsuit, other women came forward with their own allegations against Combs. Many described a similar pattern of behavior: control, coercion, and violence. The mounting legal cases against the music mogul painted a disturbing picture of a man who allegedly used his power and influence not just to dominate the music charts, but to dominate the lives of the people around him. But the legal troubles for Combs didn't end with the allegations of personal abuse. In September 2024, Combs was arrested in Manhattan on a string of serious charges, including racketeering conspiracy, sex trafficking by force, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He pleaded not guilty to all charges, but the arrest marked a turning point in the ongoing legal saga. Federal agents had been investigating Combs for months, and the arrest came just weeks after CNN published security footage from 2016 showing Combs shoving Ventura to the ground and kicking her in a Los Angeles hotel. The footage caused an uproar, with many questioning how such a public figure could maintain his empire while allegedly engaging in such abusive behavior. In response, Combs issued a video apology on Instagram, though the gesture did little to stem the tide of criticism against him. As of September 2024, Combs remains behind bars at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, where he reportedly shares a unit with another notorious public figure, Sam Bankman-Fried, the disgraced founder of the cryptocurrency exchange FTX. The two men, once symbols of success in their respective industries, now find themselves embroiled in high-profile legal battles that have captivated the nation. For Kid Cudi, the firebombing incident is a bizarre and unsettling chapter in a career that has otherwise been defined by artistic success. The rapper, known for his genre-defining Man on the Moon album trilogy, has long been a revered figure in the world of music, particularly for his collaborations with Kanye West and Rihanna on the Grammy-winning track All of the Lights. In recent years, Cudi has branched out into acting and producing, with notable roles in films like Bill and Ted Face the Music and Pearl, and a series of successful ventures behind the scenes as an executive producer. But the shadow of the firebombing incident lingers. While Cudi has largely stayed out of the public discussion about the legal cases against Combs, The confirmation of the car explosion in his driveway has made it clear that he was, at one point, deeply entangled in the chaos that surrounded the music mogul's personal life. As the legal cases against Sean Diddy Combs continue to unfold, the world is left to grapple with the stark contrast between the public persona of one of music's most successful figures and the dark, disturbing allegations that now threaten to define his legacy. For Cassie Ventura and the others who have come forward, the fight for justice is far from over. But with each new revelation, the full extent of the power dynamics at play in Combs' world becomes clearer, and the possibility of accountability for those who have suffered at his hands grows stronger.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you've taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.